I want to talk about parents, and God love parents, and God bless parents out there, because we always have it tough in the early going. It's good that you do it maybe when you've got a lot of energy and you're young, because kids take a lot out of you, but sometimes you take a lot out of kids, and not in a good way. Why would people bring children into this world for all the wide variety of reasons that they clearly do so, and maybe sometimes for no reason, but to want to bring them down a peg or two or three, not as a teaching experience, not as something positive, constructive, but as something demeaning, to take their self-image and tear it apart. Sadly, this happens. I guess my big question is, why? Dr. John Braccio, stepping in now, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. DrJohnB.com is where the podcasts always are. Good morning, my friend.
Well, good morning to you. And I think there are a number of reasons. At a negative level, there are some people that feel abused in life and they're having a hard time. And unfortunately, they can project this and they can make it very difficult for their children. They're in a bad mood, so they kind of want everybody in a bad mood. There are also just basically mean people that, whether it's their upbringing or the way they are, that they like to demean and keep people under their thumb. There are also those that under even the guys, they can even believe they're helping someone. They really want to control them. They want to have them do what they want. And these would be negative. There also are parents that are really trying to do a good job, but in the midst of that, they're not adapting to the child that they have. And we can, like when a parent's demanding perfection, they can think they're trying to help the child be the best, but there's no way you can be perfect. Perfect is not a good word to be aiming for in earth. And when we have that, it can really knock a person down. Then this also can lead to constant criticism, where you're constantly finding fault with the person. So the person really begins to see themselves in a very, very negative way. And then often parents will make age-appropriate decisions that the children ought to be making. They'll make them for them, so they make them even more insecure, not sure what decisions they can make because the parents are making all of them. And then there are parents that will be harping on the past, things that have happened in the past. You know you're going to do it again. You have physical hitting, constant yelling, constant negative comparison. This is another, why can't you be like your cousin? Why can't you be like Chucky next door? And then you have another strange one of inappropriate praise. You're praising your child so much that the child sees in the rest of the world this is not seen. So it can have them have a lot of conflicts along the way. And then there are also cases where parents make them make the inappropriate decisions, meaning turning them into a little adult, like the oldest child looking after the children. This can be very, very negative on self-esteem also. And then the sarcasm, cutting, demeaning statements. So you add these things up, whatever the reason being, you take a few of those and just plant them on a child for during their childhood, and you have a good chance of producing not only poor self-image in them, but then they will carry these same patterns into their parenting. So it's really, really a sad thing. And you'll find people.
Sure, you're planting more. You're planting more than one set of seeds here, is what you're saying.
Well, you are, and you're modeling. You're modeling bad behaviors for the children to pick up. So it can be generational, where each generation kind of picks up. Like we know the anger situation, where anger is something a person can be picking up from when they were growing up and they carry it forward, or being highly anxious and worried about everything. So parents really do have to watch what they're doing. And let's work under the assumption that most parents are meaning to do the right thing. But when they're aiming for the perfection, when they're trying to push them in certain ways, they're comparing them negatively with other persons, just constantly bullying, yelling, this type thing, all under the guise, I'm really trying to raise the child the right way. We really have to back off and say, hold on, what are we doing, and try to do things that are going to be helpful to the child.
Do the parents that you deal with, is this something that's revealed, or is it something they come in and say, I need help because I know I'm doing this, I can't stop myself? Or is it something that's revealed through a process and then they have to try to make amends and turn things around the other direction? What do you see more than maybe one than the other?
Well, I probably see a little bit of everything, no one to an extreme. I work with parents who do realize that the child's going the wrong way in terms of self-esteem.
Yeah.
They'll hear it from the school. They don't have friends. They're shy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parent will say, obviously, we've been doing things wrong. And parents do try then to kind of reacquaint, work a different relationship with children. I have actually adults call, our older, when their kids are at Michigan State, also will be saying that there were some things growing up, there were some concerns, so they want them to continue in counseling. They may have been in counseling before they came to the East Lansing area.
Right.
So it's really a big deal. Now, there's another one that was, I may be working with parents that are angry at their children. And then when, during the counseling process, we can find out that the parent really has the problem because they're pushing too much in the wrong direction, and they're pushing the child away from the way they want them to and developing a low self-esteem. So that can come out in a counseling situation also. I will say, though, I think most parents mean well, even those that are pushing for perfection, they don't realize that they're actually damaging the child, that what they want the child to do is to be working hard, trying to do the right thing. I'll tell you even a personal thing. When I was
sure.
at Michigan State, my dad never looked at my grades. I would get them.
Really?
They would come to the house in those days of the parents, and he'd ask me how I was
sure.
doing, was I working hard, and that was the end of it. That was kind of his view. His view was it was my life. He certainly helped in funding it. But he took that philosophy, and I always thought that was a good philosophy. And my mother pretty much kind of went the same way, that it was really...
These are your grades now. You've got ownership on these, right?
Now, when I was a grad and I was Catholic Central, it was a little different. They did want to know more about... But once I went away to school, and I do believe that you have to be monitoring children, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But on the other hand... You want children to be taking on the responsibilities for their own life. That becomes an important factor. And if you're going to be...
That's one of the most important things you can do as a parent.
You're trying to launch the child.
Yes. We lose track of that. It's hard. I mean, yeah, I know there have been comedy movies made with that in the title, but I do think in our society it's easy to lose track of that and to try to hang on with too much, and you know, many of us are caught up in that at times. You have to break away and then let them live their own life. It's not always easy to do, but it's important because that's how we got going. It's true.
Well, that is true, and I think one of the hardest things for parents to do is stay out of things that children have to resolve themselves. Because if we resolve too many problems for children, it gets to the point where they're not able to cope. And that's when we have to really let children make mistakes, be there as a resource, the safety net, but try to be helpful and not take control and be negative. And it also can be bullying in the process. You're bullying a child while under the guise of helping the child. So parents have to really know their goal is when children come through us, they come, to us and through us. Our goal is to try to prepare them for the world. And we do that through caring, through loving, and trying to make good decisions ourselves that are going to enhance the children's. And it carries on for generations, Dave, because even people, you can just randomly talk to 10 people where you work, and you're going to find a certain number of them will have some justifiable concerns about how their parents raised them, even if they say the intent was good, but it made them a little shy or made them a little insecure or made them non-trusting or too trusting, whatever it might be. So I think another thing people don't realize as parents is how powerful modeling is. This is true in all aspects of our life. But if we want our children to behave in a certain way, then we need to be modeling those kinds of behaviors. We can't tell children that gossiping is bad and then all the parent does is gossip, or don't lie, and then they have the children lying on the phone for them about a work-related thing or not wanting to talk to someone. So
you would think those would be self-evident, and yet they're not. They're not.
Well, they're not. They're not. All these things that I mentioned earlier, they really, parents do them, and they usually can justify them. And I might add, in spite of this, there are many children that come through fine. But it's the large percentage of people and I'm going to even say a pretty good large percent of people that do grow up in homes which are difficult for them, because one size doesn't fit all, where you might
That's
be stronger
a good
point. With one
yeah.
parent, and you might, some kids just seem totally motivated to do what they have to do on their own, and others you have to really keep an eye on them, getting their homework done, getting their priorities in line, and others seem to be just directed that way. So as parents, it's really quite an, as you know and I know, it's quite a challenge, quite a job. And when the kids are successful, you really can feel positive about your work, because then you can feel you have done your job.
No
and there
questions.
Are many, and in fairness to parents, there can be children that take the wrong turn in life, not because of the parenting, but because of bad choices.
So yeah, and then we always wanted, you know, say, let's make sure we define wrong turn versus, you know, a long term versus a short term, because sometimes the wrong turns, like driver's ed or in life with kids, that's another learning process, and you kind of bite your tongue and grit your teeth and say, they'll learn from this, and they won't make the same mistake again, and you got to let them do it. It's hard. Mom and dad, I know. It's hard. Don't destroy the self-image of your children. That's a good one to just put on a rock and put it up on the mantelpiece and look at it all the time. Our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, the podcast. Always enjoy talking to you, my friend. Have a wonderful day.
Same to you, Dave. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, it's good advice overall. And you don't want to end up on the wrong side, the flip side of that. And many people do, as he said, not for bad intention, but just circumstances here. But know them in advance. 1320, Morning Wake Up. We're coming back. WILS.